So what we're going to be talking about is a host of issues that keep me busy on a daily basis when trying to pick the topics and challenges that a lot of our clients face. I kind of looked at what my schedule was like each day and what I deal with. Some of those issues are EPA's vessel general permit, ballast water, MARPOL, especially Annex 6 recently for air, marine casualty reporting. And one area that's not on my slides that I hope to touch on when I finish here is the Jones Act. And this is not the Personal Injury Jones Act, but the Cabotage Jones Act, which has been exceedingly controversial over the past couple years and the past 6 months in particular. So the vessel general permit, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, there was an exception to the Clean Water Act back in 1972 when the Clean Water Act was enacted, which said discharges from vessels, incidental discharges, are not subject to Clean Water Act permitting. That exception lasted for 30 years until it was challenged by some environmental groups. And they challenged EPA as not having the authority to have implemented that exemption, 30 years before. After a host of litigation, the environmental groups won, and the vessel general permit was born in 2008. It was re-upped in 2013. It covers 27 incidental discharges from vessels, ranging from deck runoff to stern tubes to anything from an oil-to-sea interface, ballast water, and anything else that might come off of a ship. Ballast water, I'm going to stress, because we're going to get to that in a couple slides. So EPA regulates ballast water under the general permit.